It's called a heat pulse probe, and it's a new way to track the amount of water coming out of snowpack.
Basically, it fires a heat pulse for 8 seconds, and then you measure the temperature near the needle for another 2 minutes.
Scott Jones is a soil scientist from the Department of Plants, Soils, and Climate at Utah State University.
We have a model that describes this heating, if you will, in the soil, and you fit the model to those temperaturized measurements. And the parameters that are fitted are basically describing the thermal conductivity and the thermal diffusivity of the soil.
This is helpful in understanding the physical properties of the soil. It also allows researchers to understand how fast the water is moving in the soil.
I guess the past methods for estimating stream flow from snowpack are actually being transformed to some degree. And so if this can help improve our understanding of how much water is going to be available this coming year by measuring the water coming out of the snowpack in a faster or more real-time mode, then that would be one of the goals of deploying these sensors.
The heat pulse probe has the ability to track water flowing out of a snowpack, but it can't quite do everything a snow telemetry site or SnowTel site does.
But at that lower cost, you could probably get a better idea of the spatial distribution of the infiltration of water.
Researchers are looking at other ways to use the heat pulse probe, including examining soil heat flux, the energy that goes into the soil, to measure snowmelt. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Katie Pikus.